What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Thanks for being here. I am thrilled to have such a ray of light, a ray of sunshine, a man who actually has more wigs than I do. One of my closest and dearest, Benny Drama, real name, Benito Skinner. We met doing, you know, the comedy scene in New York / LA, like I'd say maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Met through the interwebs and have just been kindred spirits ever since. I asked him to dress up as Shawn Mendes at my wedding that will eventually happen in 2024. He said he would walk me down the aisle since my father is dead. So all I have to say is keep your friends close and Shawn Mendes closer. But listen, there's so much to unpack in this episode. I am so honored and thrilled, and he's been one of the most requested guests. So I am just over the moon excited to have one of my closest and dearest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the studio via Zoom, doing the most, not the least, my dear friend, Benny Drama. Welcome to the podcast, Benito Skinner.
Oh my God, this is a dream. I'm truly California dreaming. Like it literally says dream behind you on the left and on your shirt. I'm like, she's manifesting. Let's go. I'm obsessed.
I know. I mean, maybe it's like my subconscious telling me I want to live in LA, but I miss LA.
Please, please come. It is, I mean, obviously it's weird everywhere, but it's really nice. The weather is warm.
How is it compared to living in New York?
I just lived in an absolute shoebox. You have been in it. You were in that apartment and I made you put on a full Elsa costume it was just so tiny. Like you've seen that Lucas Gage where the director like shits on where he's living.
Where he lives.
That video. Yeah. I'm like, I can't even imagine what they would have said about my Brooklyn place. Like it was not it. And I have so much stuff because I mean, I feel like you'll feel me. You just never know when you might need like a full costume for something. So I just keep everything. So it's just been nice to have more room. There are ceilings here that are over 6 feet, which is nice. Just been different. I have space finally, which is great.
When I came to your apartment in Brooklyn, I remember walking in. Yeah, you were like, so change in front of the refrigerator. And I was like, great, great, great.
Literally. I was like, Terry is just like sick to his stomach. He's just like so embarrassed. He's like, I can't believe you let her see it like this. I'm like, see it like what? This is it. Like,
but that is just the creative space that you needed to be in because I thrive in chaos. This whole being home, taking care of myself, it has creatively done so much damage to me. If I'm not burning the candle at both ends, running around, that's the only way I come up with ideas. So this whole home, I'm walking every day, I'm fucked. I'm dead as a doornail when it comes to any ideas.
No, Miss Taylor Swift being like, in isolation, I was able to make this. This wasn't what I had planned. I'm like, I literally am like, scrolling through my notes app, like what the fuck did I come up with 8 years ago that I can film now? Because you're right. I haven't written any like stand up really or anything because we're not experiencing anything except this. And I'm like, no one's going to want to hear our set about quarantine in a year. That's going to be hell. we don't want to talk about it.
You get it. Like, I have to finish my tour. So I had like 40 yeah. other cities that I have to do. And I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I have to change the top 30 minutes of the show, but nobody wants to fucking talk about COVID. At no point are there maybe like masks. Am I right? You know,
literally like anyone else, like fucking sick of their partner. Like literally Terry yesterday was just like, you're so nitpicky all of a sudden. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like nitpicky of everything. Like I feel like all of a sudden I have like the senses of a dog.
Right.
And I can like hear everybody eat and bite their nails. Like I'm absolutely going insane. But yeah, it's the creativity is not flowing in the way that I would like it to. I like running around all the time.
But I commend you because you're still cranking out material. I literally was so good. Like March, April, May, June was my sweet spot. And then like I did a couple live shows. And now I'm just at the point where I'm like, if I don't get out of this fucking house, I have nothing in the tank, Benny.
No.
Nothing left.
No. And my favorite is when like I'll be somewhere on a script. Like I'm writing this Kardashian Christmas thing and I'm just like, okay. I don't even know if this is funny anymore. Right. Like I almost sit with things longer because I just have more time to sit with it. So I'm like, I'll put something out and I'm like, honestly, I don't even know if there's a single joke in this, like gun to head. Like, I hope you guys like it. But yeah, I think we're definitely more of the bop, 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 bop. Like I need that. And then you interact with so many more people and they give you ideas just from what they say. Like that.
Yeah, it's so everyday life. Like somebody's going to say something crazy to me at Trader Joe's and I'm going to absorb it and be like, great, I got a whole new bit. But when it's just me hating my whole family that I'm stuck here with.
No, exactly.
That joke's
it's honestly just on me being hateful at that point. Like it's not enjoyable for anyone else.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited to meet the me after this. I think that's gonna be a different vibe, a different energy.
A different energy. Do you have anything on your what's on your okay? They announce at midnight, we're free to go, we're out of jail, you know, no one's gonna get sick. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I've got this. Mm-hmm. I need to listen to Chromatica, Gaga's album. Yeah. I need to listen to it so loud. I need to be absolutely coated in sweat and I need a bartender to ignore me.
Yes.
Like I need to be wanting to order a fucking tequila sunrise and the bartender refused to look me in the eye. That's what I need.
I keep saying, I'm like, my biggest thing is I don't even like Miami. I need to be in Miami in a tight dress from BB. Or like Charlotte Russe, you know?
No, literally.
Where
literally.
Like the hood of my vagina is hanging out and I'm in YSL shoes that are 6 years too old and they don't fit.
With the platform at the top.
Yep.
Yes, bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I need. That's the level of just sheer, just torture I need to be in.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I'll probably like get my nipples pierced the first night I go out. I'll take them out after that. But I do think that that's a part of it. I think we're literally it's going to be the roaring 20s.
Oh, it will be.
It's going to be despicable. And everybody's going to be on tour.
Yes.
It'll be hell. It'll be hell. We'll play the same night in every city. Didn't we do that? What was it? Like Dallas? And you're like, are you here? And I'm like, no, I'm literally here at a Best Western.
Yes.
Where are you?
If you're going into January and you don't have a canopy humidifier, what are you doing with your life? I need you to go in front of the mirror and take a good hard look at yourself and realize it's dry. And I'm not talking about alcohol. It's dry. The weather, the air. Get your life right. To make sure that your skin stays moisturized and your nasal passages just moist, just real lubed up, you got to get that Canopy humidifier. Honestly, I used to swear by my humidifier. And then I got the Canopy and it changed my life. Because, you know, you constantly feel like it got gunked out. Remember when you have to take your old humidifier and like wipe out the weird, essentially what I think is mold out of them? With Canopy, their features and design make it the cleanest and easiest humidifier out there. You won't see any mist coming out of the Canopy. And visible mist from traditional humidifiers is unhealthy due to particles and bacteria being carried by the water into the air. How gross is that? When you really think about it, remember that essentially that old like IBM computer that you'd keep by your bed, but it was really a humidifier because it was so large and it would just blow that hot air on your face. It's not good. But the Canopy is anti-mold. It utilizes a unique technology that keeps a humidifier running until there is no water left inside the unit. No water left means no mold can grow. And that's what we are about, babies. Here's the deal. Go to getcanopy.co to save 25 off on your Canopy purchase today when you opt into a replacement filter subscription. You'll get a replacement filter every 6 weeks, right when it's time for a new one, for 33% off the individual price. Plus, you'll receive a free aroma kit to be used with Canopy's built-in aroma diffuser, a $40 value. Even better, there's a special offer for Absolutely Not listeners. Use code ABSOLUTELY10 at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Go to canopy.co today and use code ABSOLUTELY10 for an extra 10% off at checkout. Your skin will thank you. Okay, so for people who don't know too, I feel like our careers kind of took off at the same time and we became friends. When did we meet? We met online like 3 years ago.
Yeah, because it was almost like eerily at the exact same time because I had just done a Britney vid.
Yes.
That kind of circulated. And then you just started Britney 911. So it was like everybody was sending you to me. And I had been obsessed with your pit bull, but I didn't know where the videos were coming from. I just kept seeing them on random, like, you know, those like straight guy, like laugh bro pages. Yeah. And it was like your pit bull. So it was like that got sent to me. And then I don't know when we actually met. Maybe in LA?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But I know it's as soon as you walked into whatever room it was, I was like, this is my soulmate. Like, I just get truly. Him. We just get each other.
Truly. And I think what's so fun is that for some reason we are, and Terry, it's like we both love the exact same things in pop culture.
Yes. So
it's just like the second I can have like a margarita with someone who watches all the same shit as me, oh, it's just heaven. Yeah.
Well, the other thing that we bonded on is, and this is not to talk shit about other performers, but we're in this weird space of like, we work really hard. We make a lot of shit. I mean, you make more, way more shit than I do these days, but it's like, there's so many other people in our business that are all maybe not competition. I mean, everyone's doing their thing, but that take this shit so seriously. And I remember we did sit at Petty Cash in LA once and I had a margarita. I just come from like an audition. You're like, honestly, Heather, you were like, honestly, can we just talk a lot of shit right now? I was like, yes, please, let's talk shit.
No, I remember. Oh my God, I had a spray tan at that. I remember that.
Yes.
I showed up and you were like, okay, how's it going? Yeah, orange vibes. No, I think what was so refreshing is that I think that people in the comedy space had looked down on internet comedy. I think they were used to prank videos and they were used to almost I don't know if it has a term, but it's like people who are still trying to look hot while they do comedy videos, which was like a thing, which like no hate. I just like have never laughed at that. Like if you're trying to look cute in the video, it's not funny to me.
Can I tell you how many of those in that King Bach world, those girls that are like his, like, I don't know, his harem, those girls now send me messages and they're like, will you do a video? I'm like, fuck no. You got,
and I'm like, what?
Why? And what is this?
And they're all the same. They're like, when your man is cheating and you want to fuck his brother. And I'm like, wait, what is this?
Yes,
I'm like, what is that? I don't know if I get that joke, but I love it. I'm like, you look so pretty. I'm like, you look stunning.
You're running late to a hair appointment and you leave the oven on and you're like, no.
Literally. I'm obsessed that someone's relating to this because no matter what, they'll have like 30,000 comments. And I'm like, okay, you're a business. What? Yeah, that is what made it a little tricky in New York to be on stage and not have people say like, please welcome YouTuber Benito Skinner. And I'm like, no one even follows me on YouTube. I'm like, no one cares about my fucking YouTube. Like, I don't know what you're talking about, but.
Oh, I kind of take a little offense. Like I have to correct people now and they're like, influencer. I'm like, I'm not a fucking influencer.
Opposite.
We're on tour.
I'm like, maybe I'm influencing you to like get some cute stuff. But like also I think it's it almost felt like, you know, it's like an elitism to what you have to do to get into something. And I'm like, no, I think that of course you can, if you want to look down on this, maybe it's not for you, but at the same time, like, I think that it's made it so that so many more people can break into this industry that had such a weird like iron gate on it for so long of like I grew up in Idaho. Like I don't know anyone in the biz.
Right.
So it's like, I'm like, do you just like drop your headshot off somewhere? I literally thought I was like, I'm going to get discovered in some airport. Like just you watch, bitch. Like I'm like, you know, putting on concealer when I'm like 12. I'm like, I'm about to get discovered. But yeah, I think it is so I don't know, hopefully more and more people will just stop that, the weird judgment of the internet as being this place that's just like a cesspool. Cause it's like, it is and it isn't. You can elevate it. Like,
also fuck those people, because they're the people laying in bed every night watching our videos being like, honestly, this brings me joy. I'm like, you just took an antidepressant. You know what I mean?
Got your Lexapro 10 milligram, just like me.
And you turned on my dumbass videos, me in a skull cap being Pitbull, Benny playing Kris Jenner. And like, don't ever try and say that what we're doing is not changing the world.
No, because it's no different than, okay, maybe I watched someone's Netflix special, which I can't wait for yours. It needs to happen immediately.
Yes.
I'll do anything. I'll make a deal with the devil for that. But then, you know, I'm in bed and Terry's my boyfriend. Also, I'm acting like, oh, Terry, all your listeners are like, oh, Terry, of course. But we're in bed and we're watching your stories and like, we're there with you. And I'm like, it's the same. It's like content.
Right.
And actually this is easier. I don't need to like steal someone's login.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I have many thoughts on this. You know that.
I know. I probably sound like I'm coming from just such a bitter place, but I feel like.
Yeah, I know. We should sound like bitter bitches, but
Whatever. You know, it's interesting now too, because I have other comedians, especially like male comedians. And I'm not talking about like, straight male comedians are now like, oh, okay. I've seen her shit. It's funny. Now they want to interview me. And I'm like, yeah, but you didn't give me the time of day a year ago because you just thought one, I was like a funny thick chick, you know, putting on wigs, being a silly goose. Mm-hmm. But now you want me, Joe Rogan. Actually, he has never called me, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, if Joe's asked me as your manager, you should do that show. I was like, I would love to see you roast Joe. Yeah, it is. It's interesting. You get kind of like the weird, you know, the people, and I have so much respect for people who have just done the stand-up grind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I could never, I just know I couldn't, but I love the people. I mean, the people have them like go off, but you do start to see some of them crack and be like, you know, that video was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, thank you. I'm going to take, thank you so much. You know, they'll like only like my Annie video or something.
Yeah.
I'm like,
thank you, Mark. You're the appreciate best. It.
Yeah. Thank you, boyfriend of guest at this show. Like, it's hell. I love it. I love it. But I do miss tour for that reason.
The new year is finally here, and many of us are ready for a fresh, clean start. Our sponsor, Grove Collaborative, wants to help you kick off your resolution for a healthier home by making it easy to shop for natural household products. Also, I know a lot of y'all are still wary about like going to the store, so why not just order everything online, have it delivered to your door, get that clean, healthy, fresh start to your year. Running the store has been pretty stressful lately. We all know this. There's nothing worse than forgetting something on your list and then needing to make multiple trips back. And then you're like, okay, now I got to get back in line. And then I got to worry about, you know, spraying somebody down and then hosing myself off before coming in the house. It's getting crazy. Here's the thing. If you go to Grove Collaborative online, it's an online marketplace for sustainable home essentials, literally delivered to your doorstep. Grove Collaborative takes the guesswork out of going green. Browse the site for thousands of home, beauty, and personal care products, all guaranteed to be good for you, your family, your home, and the planet. It does not get better than this. I am obsessed with it. I just literally go on their website and then I just pick out, I can look at, this has got like, you know, my peppermint oil in it. I can spray this near my dog and, you know, his face won't fall off. That's the shit I'm talking about. I love that natural life. Okay. I'm not trying to live my life covered in chemicals. Here's the thing. You can make your home healthier this new year for a limited time when my listeners go to grove.co/absolutely, and you'll get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set plus free shipping with your first order. That's a $30 value. You know, Mrs. Meyers is like the best friggin' soap on the planet, the best cleaning supplies, that stuff you spray your countertops with some Meyers. People are going to think that you're at the fanciest hotel in town. Also, when you use our special code, go to grove.co/absolutely to get this exclusive offer. That's grove.co/absolutely. And you'll get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set plus free shipping on your first order. Now back to the podcast. I miss tour so much. And when you're doing tour, people don't realize like you do not sleep. You just travel. It's just insane. And like, you're like me, it's a one man show, you know, It's it. It's like for 90 minutes, an hour, whatever. You're like, this is it on the stage. I get off stage. I'm like soaked through my underwear. And I don't know if it's like a bladder thing or a sweat thing. I don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
The amount of like Laura Mercier powder that I packed on my face before shows. And the one you came to in LA, I remember the fan on stage broke. And I was just like, people must think I am literally, like I just did 12 lines of coke before this show. Like I am drenched in sweat. I'm like giving it all. It is the most draining and like recharging thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm like that. You get so many ideas on it and like so many, oh my God. And there will be a bad show. But then when there's a good one, it makes up for everything. Like that's ever bad happened to you. Like if you have a good crowd, it's different for the rest of your life.
I still talk shit about Baltimore just because everything going into the city, like the hotel was fucked up, the rental car was fucked up, the venue was fucked up, everything about that show was a shit show. I ended up actually having a great time, but to this day, like I have these just PTSD sweats about Baltimore, and people from Baltimore still get so upset. I'm like, guys, it's not you personally. It's just the city was a dumpster fire for me to perform in.
Yeah. For some reason, like, no, there'll just be those places you land and you're like, here's the thing, babies. I'm going to give you my all tonight, but it is not, just so you know, it is not my best. Like I had such fun at my shows in Florida, but for some reason the humidity and all that, I was just like
dying. Kind
of a zombie. Yeah, I was dying. And it was like kind of towards the end of the tour. Remember, I think it was in Orlando.
Sounds about right.
I was like, Tampa, what's good? And like, I literally so earnestly was like, Tampa, how are you guys doing tonight? And they're like, this is Orlando. I was like, wow, this is the worst moment of my life. Like, and then, you know, and then you'll go to a show the next day and it'll change your life. So okay.
See, I thrived in Florida, but I'm also, I think it's because I had that just enough white trash because I'm from Georgia. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, I love it.
Like NorCal, I did a show in San Jose and it was so wild. Like you go to these different cities and you realize like the level of fucked up people are at, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I come in, I do these jokes about like this bad time I was on a bad weed trip or whatever. And the crowd, I was like, this is weird. This joke kills in every city. And then I, in halfway through, I'm like, oh, let me tell you about the time I did pills. And the crowd goes wild. I was like, because y'all are all Silicon Valley. You're Adderall out of your fucking mind. You're like, everyone was grinding their teeth in the
audience.
They're
on Vyvanse.
Yes.
Yeah. They're literally snorting Vyvanse at your show. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about weed. Wow. I love that.
And I had that moment. True. I was just like, oh, yeah. It's, you got to know your audience. No, play to your audience, you know?
And no one ever preps you for that also. Because it's like you have your set and you're like, okay, this is the set I do everywhere. And did you ever do a London show?
No, and I'm trying to go over there, but what happened? Was it brutal?
No, it was amazing because they laugh at your darkest stuff. Like they will go nuts. And if you say anything shitty about America, they just like lose it. Like that's too much. I think the funniest thing, I love this whole podcast, is just like, oh yeah, tour.
Yeah.
Just, I was like, oh fucking tour. But the funniest thing was like you saying the name of the city or anything about the city, they would just be like, what? Like, oh my God. Even if it's wrong, like it was like Chicago and I was like, Shy City. And they're like, no one fucking calls it that. And I was just like, hell yeah, I love you guys. Like they just are like, wait, you know the name of this city. That's insane. You're a genius. Right. Like that to me was always the like, yeah, no, I've been here for a day. Like I went to your mall. Like it was great.
Literally, you guys have Chipotle. We have Chipotle. I get it.
Literally, I'm like, I did eat Buffalo Wild Wings today. Like, what is good, Austin? Like, let's go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to, whenever I can get back on the road, I have to finish these other cities. But I'm like, I need to be international. I need to be booked and busy internationally, you know?
Yeah. I forced the issue. Yes. I was like, I have to be in London. And people were like, okay, sure. They're like, we'll book you a little mini stage. But it's so fun. You have to. Yeah. Give yourself, it's like a little vacation.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'm willing, like if they were like, we need you to play a show in Uzbekistan. I'm like, great. Yeah. Sign me up. I'm ready to go.
Let's fucking go. Not me in my last meeting being like, well, how do we feel about Australia? they're like, okay, well, you're probably going to spend as much money as you make. And I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, breaking even, let's fly. Like,
Benny, I love you so much. This is great.
I love you so much.
Because this podcast, whenever we get together, it's just stupid giggles. But that's truly how I feel. I did not realize, like,
you know, and we've talked about this before off camera, but you and I, because we both came up at the same time, we went from like 1 year not literally being able to pay the rent in our shoebox to like, oh, like I could maybe buy myself a jacket, like a couple.
Literally, yeah. That still, I'm like, my roommate all the time, she'll just be like, you can buy a full price item. And I'm like, here's the thing, I can't. I was like, I could not afford my Dunkin' Donuts milkshake for like 2 years and was like breaking a piggy bank open in New York. Like I need it. Like I need my hazelnut swirl, bitch. That it is, yeah. I mean, it's the beauty of the internet and the like weird relationship I have with it because of that. The fact that like, I'm like, oh, we can like take a trip, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing. I'm like, wait, what?
But that's what pisses me off is I finally got paid at like the top of this year. And then it was like, all right, finally, let's go somewhere. And then they're like, the world's going to shut down.
Literally. I was like, I'm going to Italy for Heather's wedding. Yeah. Like I had my suit picked out and then they're like, guess what, bitch?
Pandemic.
Yeah. I was like, let's do this. I'm going to drive to Idaho. Like that was my one vacation.
This next sponsor for the podcast is such a no-brainer because they're friggin' awesome. And I'm talking about Ritual. Ritual is the multivitamin reimagined. Ritual is formulated with key nutrients, including vitamin D3, to help fill the gaps in your diet. Their fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach so you can take them with or without food. Okay, here's the deal. I know it is so stressful and overwhelming with the supplement game. Like nobody knows what the hell to take. Do I take the zinc? Am I low on D3? Do I need the X5? I don't know. Is that a car or is it a supplement? Who knows? The cool thing is with Ritual, you know what you're getting in your multivitamin. And they have no sugars, no GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colorants. Not to mention there's animal byproducts like sheep's wool and gelatin from hooves and hides. That's ingredients you might find in other multivitamins, but in Ritual, no. It isn't your typical multivitamin. It's clean, vegan-friendly formula made with key nutrients that informs your body what it actually needs, okay? No shady extras. Here's the thing. I love it. You literally go on there. You tell them what your lifestyle's like, and they basically tell you, all right, I'm going to send you the exact formulation of what you need. You'll always know where your nutrients comes from thanks from Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. That's a big deal. You need to know where you're getting your supplements from. It's now available for women, men, and teens. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages, okay? And they're delivered straight to your door with free shipping always. You can start, you can snooze, or cancel your subscription at any time if you don't love them within your first month. They'll refund your order. And I'm telling you, you're going to love them because they take, you know, the extra steps you need to make sure that you're putting something good and holistic into your body. Ritual does it for you. And you deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/absolutely to start your ritual today. Again, that's ritual, ritual.com/absolutely to start your ritual today. God, so to get back out on the road, what are you working on now? Like, okay, who are you? You know, and I know you're going to get the questions of like, I've asked you this before, who are your favorite characters? Can I tell you my favorite character of all time?
Please, please, because I have mine that you do.
You're a hairstylist.
Oh, Miss Jenny.
Miss Jenny is everything.
She's so much fun.
Because I know her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's ultimately just me. Like, if I think that is probably like the other side of me would be a makeup artist and like, a hairstylist.
Yeah.
And that's how I would treat all my clients. So she is me and like my Idaho MySpace girl core. Cause like, she, you know, she's still in there, but yeah, I love her. I could be her all the time.
We have a version of Miss Jenny in the South. Like, you know, she works at kind of a country salon and it's like, it's really bad highlights, you know, where it's like kind of like streaky.
The
thick.
Like early Kelly Clarkson highlights.
Yes.
You remember those like American Idol highlights? I love.
She always lets you know that she has an STD, what's flaring up.
And after they shampoo your hair, it's just dry.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of it. That's my favorite part of the whole process. They fucking put that like absolute whipped cream in your hair and are like, you got it, girl. Let's do this. Let's cut this thing. And they're like, I've never cut men's hair before. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah. Oh, she's so fun to be. It's always so hard because it's like, obviously, I try to make sure that there's like a mix. And I think, you know, you do it so well as well because you bring also yourself to your story all the time. But then when you do things, it's not just the one character.
Right.
But a part of me, I mean, it would just be so easy to just be Jenny all the time. I'm like, I have so much material for it that I'm like, I would love to just maybe post like 10 in a row, but we'll mix it up or else.
Do you get people chiming in, like being like, I haven't seen Larsa Pippen in a while. When are you going to do her? Like they get mad.
Literally.
And you're like,
they get pissed.
Yeah.
Or you post one thing, like you'll do one impression of somebody. And then for the next month, if that person does anything, they'll be like, okay, well, you got to do it. And I'm like, I literally just did. This would not be funny. Like, I promise. I'm like, no one is asking for it except you. But
and people don't realize the amount of time it goes into doing shit. And like your videos come out and it, like, it could be a tight minute and, you know, 30 seconds. And you're like, that took me 6.5 days.
Literally. I'm like, this was, I have this like fucking Kardashian Christmas video. And I'm like, the script has changed. Like I have to get costumes. Like the, yeah, it's like, I can't make myself not do it. It's like, once you do it once, then you're like, well, shit, if I do it kind of in a chill way, people are going to be like, well, what's going on?
Right.
Like, this isn't what we signed up. They'll be like, this is what we're paying for. And I'm like, again, you're not paying for it. Right. It is free. This is free content. It's like a mix of, I love when somebody gives the note of like, you got to bring this back.
Right.
But then if I bring it back, then that same day, then being like, all right, can't wait for the next one. I'm like, that's going to be in like half a year.
Right.
Like, you got to give me a break. I'm like, you're going to get sick of this. I promise you. But yeah.
I haven't done characters in a while and I want to bring them back because I think it's going to bring me joy, but I got so burnt up. And I do characters on the road too. Like I have Ina and then I open my show with this old character I've done forever, Brenda, but I was she's my fave and I haven't done her in a really long time. And I'm like, I think I just need to put that. But sometimes when you're doing these characters all the time, you do get like, it does become a personal thing where I'm like, I got really actually like kind of too meta invested in Brenda. And I was like, I got sad because she was like divorcing her husband. And I was like, I need to just take this wig off for a while. Because-
like what's going on? Yes, like yes. I'm going to start doing like PCP when I'm Jenny and be like, okay, this has gone too far. Yeah, it is. They do become like your kids in a weird way. And like then it is that weird thing of like, you give it to other people and then it's their interpretation. And then maybe what they want the character to do. And you're like, no, that's completely different than their life. It's like, wait, okay, no, this is like all supposed to be fun and chill. But yeah,
I've gotten suggestions before, like, what if Brenda, you know, I don't know, took up meth, and I'm like, that's not on her journey. I don't appreciate it.
Literally, yeah, I'm like, thanks for messaging me. That's really like, how fucking dare you? My favorite is a lot of times I'll get like things like that, and then they'll like ask me to join like a pyramid scheme. And then they don't follow me. That's my favorite. It's like this combination of like giving me notes, not following. Clearly you watch my videos. I'm like, I love you. Like you're the best. Thank you.
I'm sure because you're from Idaho and because I'm from Georgia, the amount of girls that have come out of the woodwork from high school asking me to join their Rodan and Fields, their Herbalife weight loss shakes. It's mind blowing.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable how many pyramid schemes are out there. Like, I'm like, it really, it's amazing. Honestly, the economy's booming. And a lot of same day ticket asks.
Oh, yeah.
Which are so fun when you're literally talking to the lighting guy and you're like, can you please just play this one video during my show? And they're like, I kind of can't. And then you're getting a text from somebody who like called you a fag.
Yeah.
And you're like, and they're like, hey, me and my girl, I got to see you today. And I'm like, no.
No.
I'm like, how did you get my number? Like, you were horrible to me. Like, yeah.
I did a show in Memphis and I just talked about this on the other podcast, but I had a show in Memphis and this girl who was not nice to me in college came back with a big group of my girlfriends from college at the show at Graceland. It was like the best sign of my life. I got to perform in like Elvis's space. It was sold out. I was like, this is, insane. It was like an out of body moment for me. And this bitch comes backstage and she's like, I'm like, what are you doing here? And she's like, I came with the girls. Also, like, you were a lot in college. I didn't know you would like make a career out of it. And I was like, suck my dick. You know,
literally, why are you here? No, they have to say stuff like that. Like, wow, I didn't know this was all there when I was talking to you. It's like, yeah, clearly you didn't. Like, you inspired half of it, bitch. You. Yeah, it is. It's fun.
It's fun.
There's a little, the like Scorpio gay petty part of me. That's right. Just like, in my core being is like, it's kind of fun.
It makes sense you're a Scorpio. It all lines up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And then you're Miss Pisces.
Yes.
You're honestly, I didn't even realize you were until I made the video. And then after I was like, oh my God.
This is Heather.
This is my, I'm like, wait, holy shit. Like, that's my girl. Yeah. Oh my God. It's all about the water signs, baby. That's what people forget.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by ButcherBox. What's ButcherBox, Heather? I'm about to tell you. ButcherBox is an amazing, I would say, online program where you can literally order curated boxes of delicious, high-quality meat delivered right to your door. Have you been to a Costco recently? It's a madhouse. You got to wear two masks and pray to the Christ himself that you're going to make it out alive. Okay? But hey, I don't have to go fight with some lady over shrimp or salmon or sustainable chicken. Beautiful, beautiful bits of some, you know, 100% grass-fed beef. Hogs that are raised on pasture or in hoop barns, free to do what hogs do. You know what I mean? Because guess what? I just ordered that butcher box and it comes right to my damn door. What you do is you go online and you can either pick from one of their curated boxes or make your own custom box. They ship it right to your door, frozen for freshness and packed in an eco-friendly 100% recyclable box. You enjoy high-quality meat delivered to your door and there's more time for amazing meals together with your family and the people that you care about. You'll feel good about your decision to believe in better with ButcherBox. They support farmers and partners who honor nature, the animals, and the environment. I've said this from the beginning. It is so important to understand where your meat comes from. That is why I love ButcherBox. I got them at the beginning of last year. I ordered it before they even became a sponsor of the podcast. I was like, I just don't want to have to go to the store and pick through shit and lose my mind. And we've been obsessed with ButcherBox ever since. I just love them. And now that I got this damn air fryer, I'm throwing the chicken wings at the air fryer. Bada bing, bada boom, we're living our best life. Here's the deal. For a limited time, ButcherBox is offering new members their ultimate keto bundle for free when you sign up today at butcherbox.com/absolutely. That's up to 10 pounds of free meat, including one pork butt, 2 pounds of ground beef, and 3 pounds of bone-in chicken thighs. Hello! All in your first box by going to butcherbox.com/absolutely. Now, back to the podcast. Listen, and we ebb and flow and we're flexible. And that's why I think we thrive in the chaos because we ride the wave. Like I keep getting interviewed this year. People are like, what have you learned about yourself? And my response is always, I got to learn how to say no and self-care. But then at the end of it, I realize I only do well when there's too much on my plate. That's the only
Agreed. That's, I don't know who said it. Maybe it was Sir Kanye West, but it's like the... I think there was something, I used to be like such a Kanye head, and there was this like, he had something where he said that he's great in fourth quarter. Like he doesn't record lyrics until like the last minute they're due. And I'm like, yeah, that's how I was in college. And I think that does, I feel like if I have the pressure of like one day for something,
it's going to be
like,
fucking
I don't
great.
I know if you feel this, but I feel like as far as even writing my live show, like I performed it for a year, but I think I wrote it in like 2 days because I like had to deliver it to Caroline's on Broadway and like show them what I wanted to do. And I was just like, shit, I guess like maybe gun to head, I can write. But if you give me like a month to do it, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to chill for a bit.
Oh, I'm in the script process right now. And it's like, you know, with these networks, they make you go through notes and then everybody wants to chime in, da da da. And I'm grateful for the process. But I'm like, can you just put me on the stage with the camera and I will show up and show you what I'm trying to explain?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'll just do improv.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, that's terrifying. You're like, oh no, I got it. You're going to love this scene. I've got it in my head. Like that's the best. Yeah, it is.
Literally.
It is so hard. It's like, you just want to, especially because we like to burn bright and fast. It's like, I just, any kind of patience. I'm like, that's what quarantine is.
Right.
It's based around patience. And I'm like, oh, that is not,
it's not for me.
Choose.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not my vibe.
It's literally not. It's honestly not my vibe.
Bible, not my vibe. I just can't. Yeah. We'll see. I think 2021 late after I get Moderna in one cheek and Miss Pfizer in the other, like I'm going to be back and popping. I can't wait.
Speaking of just vaccines in general, I personally,
we had to. We forgot to tell all your listeners we're huge anti-vaxxers. That's what no one realizes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I am going to wait like a second. Like I'll be like the
0.05 seconds.
Yeah. I'm going to wait like, I'll let like five of my friends get it and I'll be the sixth because it's always like one in five people has a unicorn hoof grow out of their forehead.
Yeah, you know? Which I'm like, okay, chic, born this way.
Born this way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, one in five gets anal leakage. Like I'll let that happen to them and then I'll be the sixth.
Totally. I think if they're already coming this fast, we're going to get like a really cute one soon.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get like the iPod, you know, 3.
Right.
That's what I want. Like, I don't want the iPod mini that first came out and like, you know,
held like, one song.
Yeah. Literally just held one Black Eyed Peas song.
Yes.
Like that. I want like fourth generation and then hell yeah. But also I like want it immediately. So I guess maybe that's tricky. But.
Right. And everybody who's like, oh, this is going to be the end all be all. The vaccine's going to save us. I'm like, I don't know about y'all, but like I was forced to get 3 rounds of Gardasil shots in college and HPV is like living alive and well, you know?
Literally.
It didn't work.
I'm like, I am everyone's optimism about it, but then I am so, yeah. I mean, I'm worried about everything all the time. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, if everyone else is optimistic, like, let's go. I'm down for that. I just hope that everybody can fucking get it. That's also terrified. I'm like, I also have no idea how anything's made. That's any kind of like system in my head, like money, like health. I don't understand how any of those things are organized. So fingers crossed.
I literally was watching The Crown, which I hate this show. I just watch it because I hate it so much with Jeff.
And wait, like, which season? Because the Diana season has changed my life.
Well, okay. So I tried 1 and 2. I'd fall asleep all the time. Then I said, fuck it. I'll just go to 3 and 4. And I'm halfway through season 4. I love Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything.
The Diana storyline. Because I can't really do period pieces unless it's a movie mm-hmm. because I just kind of...
I don't know about history. I'm like, yeah, when was this?
That's the thing. No, that's the thing. And then I'm watching the whole time being like, this is canon. Like, this is what they said, right?
Right, right.
People are like, no. Like, this is fiction. I'm like, okay, no, but this is 100% historical fact. So I love it.
I said something to Jeff. I was like, when was this based? And it was like season 3. So it's like the 80s. And I'm like, is this like the 1400s? And Jeff's like, no, Heather, this was 20 years ago.
I'm like, I didn't know they had electricity in 1820. This is sick. Like we as humans have come so far. Seriously, people doubt us, but we're killing this thing.
But the whole point about like systems and stuff, there was like a scene in season 3 or maybe in season 4 where Margaret Thatcher is talking about like, or the prime minister is talking about like inflating the money, the pound. And I literally was like, Jeff, I don't understand how inflation works. And he's like, you're a fucking idiot.
No, my favorite thing is, what's the econ thing? It's like there's just one supply and demand.
Oh yeah.
I love saying that to someone. I'm like, you know, it's supply and demand. And Terry's like, I know you don't know what that means. And I'm like, oh yeah, mister, I got this. Yeah. Like went to Georgetown and all I learned was like how to come out of the closet.
I love saying, if you build it, they will come. That's mine.
Really, honey, buy low, sell high. Let's go. Like I don't, it's hell.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Uh-huh. And now like, I'm sure because, you know, you're writing your own stuff and you've always been a self-starter. Yeah. And that's what people don't realize. It's hard when you're on the creative side to then also not get swindled on the business side. And ooh, so
totally.
Like yes. I've literally put myself in corners where I'm surprised I haven't had to like meet to somebody. Cause I'm like, how did I end up doing a show in a basement garage for one old dude named like Rodney? Like, I don't know how I signed up for this.
This is what I was saying, but this is what I was saying before you started recording. I mean, totally off the record,
right?
But it's that we cannot say no,
and right?
Like, the amount of like fake charity events that I have performed for that ended up being birthday parties,
right?
Like, is not like private intimate birthday parties, and I was like, I thought this was going to the Trevor Project. Like I was like, what? And my friends show up and they're like, you got absolutely honey dick. Like you thought like this was a cause, and you're the only person. Here, but I'm like, honestly, crowd was great. Yeah, I'm like, the 3 girls here loved it. Happy 21st.
You're like, honestly, yeah. they had a seafood tower shrimp cocktail.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Like, and then after they'll be like, what can we pay you? And I'm like, nothing. Just let me go home. Yeah, I'm like, never like delete my email. Yeah,
I also don't know what things are worth. We love a basement party.
God,
but like,
no.
But when somebody's like, I was going to get an assistant and like, I'm like, okay, well, what do I pay you? Like $200,000? Like, I don't know what people are supposed to get paid.
I'm still in the 6-year-old that's like telling their friends, like, you're going to cut my hair forever and I'm going to pay you $1 million a year.
Right.
Like, that's still what my head thinks. So yeah, I'm not allowed to go near that pretty much. Recently have somebody helping me do that because I cannot.
Like, yeah.
Actually, yeah. The IRS is listening to this. Like, yeah, we know, bitch. Like, as I'm like, I think, what is this? Like, what's an LLC?
Don't worry. I've got to change. I had an LLC because I just thought that's like what you do. Now they're like, you need an S corp. Like my accountant's like, we got to change it. I'm like, fuck me. I can't keep up.
I'm like, it's crazy. We're a business. Like I'm like, okay, CEO. Like I have all of these entities. I'm like, I'm Kylie Cosmetics. Yeah, it's hell. It's hell. And actually Terry will get a stomach ache from listening to this.
Yes. Yeah.
Because like anytime it's brought up to me, like any numbers thing, I'm just like, yeah, I think I have a meeting this week about it. Like there's always some like elusive meeting I have that's gonna cure me of this, but you know what? I'm doing the best I can.
Jeff is my rock. And literally he has, thank God, like a finance degree and he'll have a full Excel spreadsheet. I mean, he's a Virgo, so that makes sense. But there'll be days where he's like, Heather, what do you mean you have 6 checks coming in, but you don't know from who or when you're going to get paid or how much they are? I'm like, I think money's like about to show up, but I don't know when. He's like, God damn it. Where's an invoice? I'm like, in my mind.
Literally, my favorite thing is just brands take a long time.
Yeah.
That's like brands like to sit on their money. Like it's hell. Oh my God. Imagine if we lived together. Imagine if we were together. Like in the 60s, you're my beard.
Oh.
I'm obsessed. We would have killed that. We would have killed that. Oh my God.
I would literally like be changing a tire on a car and you just be like posted on the back bumper, like, hey guys, what's up?
Literally. In my little 50s shorts. Like, this is my fucking wife, you guys. Gag. I'm obsessed. I'm gobsmacked by this bitch.
Okay. Yeah. Wait. Oh, shit. Let's get back to Terry. Okay. Did y'all meet at Georgetown?
No. So we met right when I graduated. I came out my senior year and then he went to Colby in Maine. And
he
our best friends. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
He's literally obsessed with The Outside.
Yeah, of course he is.
You know, I'm obsessed too. Mm-hmm. I love a good walk. Mm-hmm. And so his best friend in college and my best friend in college, they went to high school together. So they kind of like set us up a little bit when we first got to New York because we moved around the same time. But the first night I met him, it was at a birthday party. And I literally get weird talking about parties now during COVID. I'm like, I promise, like it was chill then. You know, I'm like, there were 10 people there. We all got tested. It was really interesting because it was one of those weird parties where two kind of colleges are there and none of them are speaking to each other.
So right.
He just like judged me and didn't say a word. And I thought he was beautiful. And I was like, okay, on the way out, I'm going to make an impression and be awful because they've been so rude to me this whole time.
Good for you.
So I was like, oh my God, so great talking to you. Like, love you, babe. And he was just like, what? This guy's trolling me. Like, what the fuck? And hated me, like truly hated my guts. And so then he brought it up to his friend and she was like, no, he makes like dub smashes. You should follow him. And then, and then here we are 5 years later, which is so weird. But
I love it. But Terry is just, he's like the father that I need. Like I love Daddy Terry. He's just
absolutely
so funny. And you guys are so great together. But you work because again, it's a yin and a yang. If you dated anybody who has had the same energy as you, you'd kill each other.
No. Like imagine if Mr. Italian Stallion was like up doing stand-up
every
night. Like, no, exactly. I'd be like, I'm so happy you booked that. Like, did you want that? Can you imagine these bitches who date actors? I'm like,
how?
What do you talk about? Like, that's hell. They book something and it's like, I'm like, I know that I root for people and I would actively not root for you.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, that's insane.
I would put Visine in your drink before you went on stage so you'd have diarrhea. I'd be like, no, he's getting too much stage time. No, he's got to go.
No, literally. I'm like, I would sabotage your career. I can't believe. And that's why anytime actors break up, I'm like, literally good for them. Like,
you
need to find anyone in any other. Like, it can still be creative, babe. Just not, that's crazy to me. Two performers being together makes absolutely no sense.
This is why I feel so passionate about, like, our girl Chloe, who obviously your impressions of the Kardashians are just insane. But, like, I want Chloe to be with an accountant. Somebody who's just crunching numbers, solid, steady. Like, I'm rooting for our girl.
Oh, absolutely. I think she would love a hedge fund manager. They're the sweetest.
Yes.
Such good guys. No, I literally sweethearts. No, I truly, I'm like, I like when I try to think of people who are like so happy, I'm like, okay, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He just like has a beautiful wife who's just like a normal human being. She's not like a model actress and like a whole thing. Who else? I can't believe that's what first came to me. Like fucking Matt Damon. I'm like, as if I like, he's ever like at top of mind for me, but I know that he, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like,
Mr. Oh, Zac Efron is just with like, just a,
like an Aussie. Yeah. An Aussie yeah, server.
I just imagine if they're Aussie, I'm like explorer.
Yeah. Okay.
She hikes. Obsessed.
I think she works at like a bar, but sure. Explorer.
Hell yeah. Okay. She's an explorer. Okay. That's my girl. But yeah, it's crazy to me that, oh my God, thinking of us with maybe I could potentially musician if they were like a Cancer or a Pisces or something.
I could do a professional athlete only because I hate sports. Yeah. So I would be like, go team, but like not give a shit. I would just be there to hang out with the wives, but like not beef with the wives, like actually like have friends, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't see. It's so different. Cause like if I did athlete the whole time, I'd be like, your internalized homophobia is crazy. Like, of course you're still playing sports. Like you think you have to do this. And they'd be like, no, I genuinely love this. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Cause your dad wants you to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, yeah. Wait, I could definitely, I mean, Italian stallion for life, but yeah, maybe you with like a quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I tell him like, you know, Jeff's my solid first husband. And then once we murder each other and I get out of prison, cause you know, I've got a great attorney, then we'll see what happens. Maybe it's
Once they're done with us.
Yeah. No, truly.
I'm like, I love during quarantine. I'm like, you want to leave me so bad. You wish you could. Like, too bad, babe. Yeah. No, he's a good boy.
I went through something weird during quarantine where I realized I'm so codependent. Jeff and I would be in the same house, but I wouldn't see him all day. And I just one day started crying. It's like, you don't even see me or want to spend time with me. And he's like, we've been in the same fucking house for 3 weeks. I'm like, it's different, you know?
Yeah. Well, you can knock on my door. Like, you should follow me around like a dog. Yeah. We are not living in a house because I would love to maybe just have like a room to myself.
Right.
That would be great.
Did you learn anything about your relationship or even about yourself that like, you're like, oh fuck, this is a introspective moment to be like, I gotta get my life together during quarantine.
Oh my God. In relationship wise or just like in general?
Yeah.
Oh my God. So I think that I know that I do have to kind of be chicken with my head cut off all the time. Like that is what, you know, that's what makes me like creative and also how I feel like I have like space to think of things and kind of like stew with weird thoughts. Like that's where I like come up with stupid shit.
Right.
So I need that like runaround time. And as far as like relationship, I just think I constantly need to get told that I'm perfect and that he loves me like all the time. Like no amount will be enough. Like I just need to be told that I'm loved like 50 times a day. I'm hell.
Yeah.
I learned that I'm hell. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Same. No, same here. 100%. Like I always thought like my love language is spending time. That's what it is. I just want to spend time. I don't need gifts. Jeff and I are really bad about gifts. Like we don't do birthday gifts or anything. I just want to spend time with you and you to like put down your phone and let's just talk shit about people. That's all I want to do.
Yeah. And let me do it. Every now and then just let me talk shit.
Yes.
That's key. And then I like that you're not a yes man, but like every now and then be like, hell yeah, you're
yeah.
Terry doesn't really do that. He's very honest, which is like, we love. I'm like, yeah, no, it's my favorite like virtue, but still
right.
I'm like, holy shit. Like I need you to lie to me once in a while.
Yeah. But, no shit. Yeah. I need you to just play the game, go along with it, pretend you're glad to be here.
Yeah.
And you're not trapped.
Exactly. You're not. But yeah. It's I just learned about this love language thing. No one told me about this.
I didn't read the book, but I just heard the five and I was like, oh yeah, the only thing I get upset about is when people don't want to spend time with me, you know?
So you're fully quality time. Isn't there like everybody has two?
Yes, you have a giving and a receiving. So okay, my receiving is I really just like hanging out with people. So my receiving's time and my giving is, oh fuck, what's my giving? Oh, goddamn. I've already fucked this up.
Mine's literally gifts. Like I'm terrible. I'm like a weird aunt. No, I'm like literally like I am obsessed with, if I get like a PR thing or something, like I have to
get, you get high.
Like my friends and sister. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then I have to like tell them that they're spoiled 50 times. Like I'll just always be like, you're so spoiled. And they're like, okay, thanks for like the bracelet. Like, you got it for free. But like that is for some reason.
They're like,
I like dressing up my dolls, my girls.
Yeah. They're like, thank you so much for that box of probiotics, but I'm good.
Like, and I have one friend who she'll take any, like, she's like, sure, like, yeah. I'll take it and honestly, like, drive it to Goodwill for you. But like that, yeah, that's, I'm like, Terry's lipstick. Literally, as my roommate Emily's like, Jesus. She, in a sweatsuit I gave her.
Like, I'm grateful, bitch.
Literally, I'm like, you can leave if you don't like it. Yeah, no, it's hell. Okay, well, think about what your giving one is. Let me know. Let me think of, in my spending time with you,
mm-hmm.
I think that yours is, okay, what is it?
Oh, actually, I know mine.
Okay, yeah, tell me.
My giving is words of affirmation. I enjoy making people feel like they're a part of it. Like I love like being like, yes, you got this. Let's go. Oh my God, this is awesome. I don't know why. That's just, I'm a cheerleader.
Yeah. And your eye contact. Like like have moments with people and you also laugh. Like when you laugh, you look people in the eye. Mm-hmm. I know it's like a weird thing. You and it's like you and then Terry's dad do that for some reason. Who like, oh my God, don't even get me started on it. But, like, I'm obsessed. But, yeah, it's, like, something about, like, when, yeah, it's that it's so specific. But I feel like anyone listening will know what I'm talking about of that, like, when you're really laughing with someone and you're looking in the eyes when you do it, it's, like, double the amount of laughter for some reason for me. It's, like, my favorite.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable with gifts, like receiving gifts or giving gifts. I get like, they're not going to like it. Or I just, I get so uncomfortable. I'm like, here's all my money. Just take it.
I literally wish. I'm hell. I'm like, I got you the best gift you'll ever receive in your life. Like that's how I feel about every gift I give. I'm like, I can't imagine you ever getting anything better than this. Like I am hell. But I'm really fun during Christmas. Yeah.
But every time we've texted, you're like, and Terry says he's going to spoil you rotten. And I'm like,
literally. But he is. That's the thing. Like, he is going to spoil you with dinner the second you land. And I'm going to do your makeup.
Yes.
I cannot wait. Literally, people come over for dinner and then they leave, like, looking like a drag queen. And, like, they feel sick. But that's what we want.
I say my sense of style is I always want to look like an off-duty stripper. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Like she got off work or she's going to work, kind of like dressed down casual, but like full beat.
No, full beat. Like, honestly, we might glue down your brows when you come over.
Fuck yeah.
That's, and like do like 3 fake lashes. Like that's mm-hmm. the vibe. If I have anything to give in this life, it is makeup. I have now a vanity and like just... The makeup is extreme, but it's my favorite. It's like my meditation for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing friends' makeup.
And I have to do it before the show. People are like, what do you have, hair, makeup? I'm like, no. I do everything like old school, like junior high theater style. I have to do my own makeup before a show because it calms me.
I agree. Oh my God, that makes... it would feel so weird if somebody was like, if I had to... I love talking to people, like clearly, but like something about, either... I'll like make whoever's with me backstage, like let me do their makeup sometimes. Yeah. If I've already done mine, I'm like, okay, I put like a little concealer on, some powder, and like I'm ready to go. But I'm like, do you want to cut crease? Like I'm on in 20. Do you want to cut crease? Yeah, that's literally, oh my God. Or what, you came to one of my shows. Do you remember it was so long ago I had you do Ina?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And in Brooklyn.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That show was so fun. I remember you putting on like the lipstick backstage in that tiny little green room we had. Good times.
Good times.
And there were 15 people in that room. Cause like, I can't say no. So,
but that's what brings me joy is I think, you know, people see us on the internet and they don't realize the other shit that we've done and like how we got there. I'm like the years of improv theater that I had to do to 4 people in an audience saying yes. And being like, can I get a suggestion from the audience? And they're like, yeah, here's a suggestion. Quit. You suck.
Literally. Or they'll just be like, butthole.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good one. Let's start it off. Like I'm also so bad at improv. Like at the end, I did like 1 improv class for fucking UCB. And I remember like late in it being like, I don't know if yes and is the best way to do it. Like I would just be like, no, restart. Like that's not it. I'm like, I don't know if I sit well with that.
Can I ask you, how did you, like, I know that I'm smart in a very creative way, but like we said earlier, I don't understand taxes. Books aren't my thing. I don't really know how to read, but how the fuck did you go to Georgetown and what did you study?
Oh, so I'm definitely the kind of the queer stereotype of like, you know, world's best boy. Like,
right.
I just felt like I had to be so good at everything to like make up for the fact that I was gay. That was like such a whole part of my like high school experience. And not that my parents in any way were putting some crazy pressure on me. I definitely put that on myself to be like, I need straight A's, right? And my parents were just like, yeah, like great job. Like, what the fuck? Like honestly, like go out. But I went to Georgetown. I had no idea what I wanted to do because I wasn't out. So I didn't feel like, anything I acted in, I was so bad.
Because, right.
Like I was, you know, it was just like a mask on a mask on a mask. Like it was just so bad. Yeah, I kind of just followed my sister who was there. And Georgetown is obviously so political. So it's mostly people studying government. But they did have like this small film school within it. And
really?
I joined that. And it just like, it changed my life because, not really because of like, you know, a specific thing. It was mostly just like, I finally kind of put myself in front of a camera and started to come out.
Right.
And I like met a few of my best friends that like I'm still so close with today that, yeah, it clicked. It was like, I don't know, everything that got me there was so opposite to the ending,
right.
You know, like of, you know, like, I'm like, oh God. And there is a part of me that just, I'm like, what if I had done theater in high school and felt comfortable doing that? And, but I like where I'm at now. So I don't regret anything. And it
it was a part of your journey.
You know, yeah. And it's funny. Like yeah. At its core, I'm like, this is insane that I did all this. But yeah, I read so many books though that I can't read books anymore.
Right.
And now I just like, I love reading a script, but I'm like, I love watching. And that's,
yeah.
I think what I learned in that is I was like, media, what it can do for people, how small it can be, how big it can be. Like that to me was just like, oh, this is exactly what I need to do. And then once I got in front of the camera, I was like, oh yeah, I hate when anyone else is on camera. Like, you know, and I'm like, I don't like the way they do it. Like, I think that was like such a click, but God, I wish like, cause you just like studied acting all the way through.
Yeah, but I had such a good theater program in high school when I got to college. I mean, I went to Ole Miss on a whim because I didn't get into USC or Pepperdine. I was like, I'm going to be in Malibu, SoCal, like a movie star, 90210.
They don't let anyone in.
Anyone.
By the way, Miss Steven Spielberg School of Film and Economics. Like, I'm like, no, I'm like, thanks for the invite. Like, fuck y'all. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I got into fucking Georgetown and not USC, but. We love it. We grow. Yeah.
So I ended up at Ole Miss and they had a good theater program, but not really. And I went in being like, I always knew I wanted to do SNL. So I would tell my professors, guys, this is great that we're doing Commedia dell'arte, but I'm never going to be doing like, I've already studied Shakespeare in high school. Like I had an amazing theater teacher growing up who just changed my life. And so when I got to college, I was like, this is bullshit. I was like, you're giving these kids a sack of lies. Cause I was like, they can't afford to do regional theater the rest of their lives and survive.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, if you don't know how to like go to New York and work, wait six tables and then maybe get, you know, do TV. I was like TV and film. That's the only way you're going to make money, you know? And out of my program, I'm one of the only people who's still doing it because I was just, I just butted heads with all my professors in college. I was like, this is a crock of bullshit. We live in Mississippi. How the fuck are we going to get out of here?
They treat it all as like elusive and
yeah.
It's like, wait, no, but that isn't that what's like we're supposed to be breaking into?
Right.
Like I, like obviously Bradley Cooper was like an alumni and I was like, cool. Like, can he like come speak?
Right.
And they would just be like, no, it's insane. I'm like, wait, but like, aren't we supposed to like have these connections? And they did kind of later in my, like, it was funny. Like we met with like some directors and people kind of towards the end when they were like, oh yeah, I guess you can like, you guys should like see what it's like to be in LA and like working in one of these places. And I was like, yeah, that would be cute. Thank you. Like I obsessed with film theory, but would love to like see what a job looks like in this industry, but no one shows you. It's
close. No one shows you. No one tells you what's up. I went back and I spoke to the students maybe like 4 years ago. I was so brutal. The only professor I liked, she was like, so you like basically told them to all go fuck themselves and they weren't going to make it. Cause I was like, if I wanted somebody to come back to school and be like, this is how you have to hustle. This is the work ethic. You got to work six jobs. You got to figure it out. This like, we're all going to hold hands and do regional theater in Alabama. It's not going to cut it.
No. And I'm like, also, what's your end game? I'm like,
right.
If you just want to be famous, I know that that's the shittiest part. So I'm like, cut that.
Right.
Also, like if you think it'll happen overnight, that is the craziest thing to me. It's like people sometimes, you know, they make like one video and it hits and then they're like, hell yeah, where's my TV show deal? I'm like, baby, I've been looking for mine for years.
Years.
It does not happen. Like, you have to make 10. Like, it's just, you just have to work so hard and it's so, I mean, obviously it's worth it, but it's like, I think there is that kind of Hollywood-y dream thing that is really hard to crush in people. And I'm like, right. I think it's worked for like three people, but those three people's dads are directors. Like, I don't know anyone who just kind of like did it. Although I am not one to book up a self-tape, so do not ask me. But like that, it is so, I don't know. It's like, it's so weird to study something that isn't like a business degree where they're like, here's literally a job fair with everybody who like will hire you.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. It's like, dreamer time. Like, we'll see. Isn't this stuff fun?
I was so jealous of the kids who graduated and they're like, I have an accounting degree. I'm going to be a consultant for Deloitte. Like, they just knew what the next step was. You know, it was like an internship at Morgan Stanley. And then eventually you'd get a job. And I'm like, I'm going to go to New York, work at a sports bar for 10 years and we'll figure it out.
Is that what you did? Did you work at a sports bar?
I worked at the biggest Irish sports bar. Shout out to Stout on 33rd between 6th and 5th.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's incredible.
I would serve chicken tenders before Madison Square Garden, like Rangers game. And I worked with only Irish and Russians. So I would end up at like in parties in like a fur coat in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn with like Olga and Tatiana. It was great.
You're literally, oh my God. You're literally out in like in fucking Coney Island.
Yeah, like, truly.
Wow. Okay. That's incredible.
Had any survival jobs?
Yeah. I was at a startup and I edited their videos.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, Heather. I was such a bad employee. Like I am the Gen Z intern. Like I cannot take, like, I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's cool. I'm going on break. Like, this isn't my life. But I learned how to edit and that was it. And then I was just like, okay, I'm just going to have a coffee after work and like see if for some reason this internet thing will work for me.
Right.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be heartbroken for the rest of my life. Cause like, I can't do anything else.
Right.
That was it. I'm like, I know I can't do anything else. Like, this is it. So, and I think Terry felt that too. He's like, yeah, like make your account public. Like, let's see. I'm not really sure you're like exactly like a hard worker and anything else. This is clearly what you're passionate about. So yeah, thank fucking God.
I love it too that Terry's been there since the beginning because that's the way Jeff is. And it's funny, you worked at a startup, but I always say like our relationships are like startups. Like I invested in Jeff and he definitely invested in me. I recently found out that one of our friends pulled him aside and was like, this is like 2 years ago. It was like, how much longer are you going to let Heather do this? And Jeff was like, however long she wants to, it's going to happen. It's going to click. And he was like, okay, because we're just a little worried that she's never going to bring in income. I swear to God. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's so funny. It's almost like I thought that about myself.
Right.
In a weird way. It's like, I was kind of like, shit, like, I don't know if this is clicking, you guys. Like, I'm like, I can't really, I'm like stealing wigs. Like, and then, yeah, like Terry literally paid my rent for like 6 months until I did my first show at Caroline's. And you know what? He never brings it up. And that's the mark of a good man. He's never brought it up.
Oh, because I literally wake up every day and look at Jeff and go, who's like, I make money now, daddy.
Yeah. You make the bed. Yeah. I'm like, you're so spoiled. No, it's nice to finally be able to like,
again, you know, buy a jacket.
Buy a jacket, pay for your man's dinner once in a while. Like, that's nice. I'm like, you've definitely paid your dues, babe.
We're not going to like Craig's in LA. We're still going to like,
no,
I can afford a Chinese chicken salad at Jones on 3rd, but that's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Jones on 3rd and like maybe a little John and Vinny's.
Ooh, yes.
Maybe John and Vinny's 3 times a week. Yeah. That's the new vibe. I'm like, okay, this is good. But yeah, oh my God. We ride for our men.
We do.
We ride for us.
Literally.
We ride for us.
Yeah. Benny, I love and adore you. I just want to say, because I believe very much so in, even though we bitch and complain about absolutely not, is there an absolutely yes in your life or anything that you want to manifest for the future? If you're like, absolutely yes to getting my own TV show with characters, like I just believe you have to speak it into existence in order for it to happen. And my audience really likes to get behind that. And we want to push you forward.
Love it. Oh my God. Okay. I love it. Well, I love you do not have toxic stan culture. I love your stans. literally my girls, but I wrote this pilot and I'm super excited about it. And we're kind of like hopefully taking it out in the mm-hmm. year, but it's, you know, about my experience, my queer experience. It's obviously written and hopefully played by me. And that's what I want. I want shows to exist that are written and played by the people who should write and play them.
Amen.
And, like, I think it's going to end up just making all content like hit in a way that's so hard. I think that's like number one. And also this weird wall between like internet and entertainment and this weird back and forth. Like it should be like together. It should be symbiotic. So I would like to see that. Those walls come down and the weird elitism there to fall, because we have things to say. And like, obviously, you know, we are lucky enough to have people respond to it. And I'm like, but they also need to see us on a big stage. Like, it'd be really fun for them to see us in a movie theater. Like, this is what I want to do. I'm like, this is fun too, but I'm like, it'll be really fun when we get to play a character for more than a minute. Like,
yeah,
that'll be awesome.
It'll be really
like, I promise.
It'll be really great when I go to an award show, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. When we like are absolutely like trolling Juliana Rancic on the carpet. Like, that's all I've ever wanted. I feel so like lucky, and I cannot believe I get to do this, but also that this weird, bizarre internet world has like brought people like you into my life. Like,
amen.
It feels so weird and shared. Like, you know, it's like, like your success in every way. I'm just like, Terry and I are your daddies. Like, we're back here ready to spoil you whenever you need.
Well, I think I'm going to be in LA at the top of the year. So let's hang out. You know, I love and adore you. And for everybody listening, please follow Benny. He's just the best. Benny Drama on Instagram. Benny Drama 7, yes. Right?
Oh yeah. There's a 7. It used to be my football number. Are you dead?
Yes.
Yes, baby. Okay, well, I love you so much.
I love you, and thank you for being here. You're the best.
Of course, literally.
Love you.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.